This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Fitness Advice Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Visiting with us today is Deborah Gordon, who has followed a decade in family practice, migrant health, and emergency medicine with 20 years of an integrative medical practice. She has integrated conventional and alternative medicine, nutritional and lifestyle counseling in both office and hospital settings. She is devoted to an organic lifestyle from food to farms, helps run the Siskiyou Challenge, an Oregon-based annual sports event that raises money for the local farm to school program, and enjoys rowing on a beautiful lake just outside her hometown of Ashland, Oregon. Deborah, thanks for joining us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. So you've just started a website. What was your practice experience that led you to start this website?
Oh, my practice experience evolved over the years that I was working. I left medical school very well aware. I had a great pharmacology teacher, I like to say, who taught me that every drug has side effects and you should avoid them at all costs. So I started my practice of medicine really thinking about preventive care, which was, at that point, 20 or 30 years ago, hard to find information on. But as more information became available, and as you learn, you know, sometimes preventive care doesn't work, and even with the best preventive care, people get sick, I developed a practice that I think of as sensible medicine, where what's the simplest, safest for you thing that I can do to intervene in your health? So I evolved this set of working with people over the years, and I've just been astounded at how often people who have care from really good doctors when it comes to being sick and needing the right drug or the right thing in the hospital, either their doctor doesn't have the time or hasn't been paying attention to the same articles that I have, that very well cared for people who I don't want to lure them away from their doctors at all. I want to talk to them a little bit before they need their doctor. And it just seems to be a much bigger need than my little tiny private practice can meet. So we thought, well, let's put this out there on the web, because we can put that free information up there for anybody on how to be healthy, how to keep themselves healthy, how to start responding to a problem, maybe to minimize it or make it go away so they never have to end up going to the doctor. That was our hope in reaching out to more people that way with that kind of information that's really not out there. It's buried in the medical literature. You know, if I have 20 or 30 emails today about medical news, one of them will have something that's useful about prevention. And I know, I can't fault doctors for it. If that's not their focus, you know, drugs aren't my focus, so I'll miss the latest report on a new antihypertensive drug. But I'll get the little lifestyle tip about what can you do to lower your insulin levels so that you lower your blood pressure naturally.
So what makes your Health Works different from other health websites out there?
Well, when we started this, we went back and forth because I kind of never really thought about a business. And so I wanted it to embody what I think of as what people would really want and need. Like a lot of websites, our information is free. Unlike other websites, there really is a consistent approach with our information that for each individual topic, we may end up, not at this point, but right now, we may end up having, say, 5 or 6 or 10 articles about irritable bowel. That's a pretty common problem. We'll always have a lead article on irritable bowel that someone can turn to that we will keep updating. So they'll have a summary of what's the best advice at this moment, updated April 19th, April 20th, May 17th, February 1st, give you the date that we've updated it, and it'll have the best information of diet, starting with diet, supplements, and lifestyle, changes that you can make to resolve that problem on your own. And then the real feature of our website that we're really proud about, this is funny, this came up to solve an obstacle developed in our path, and then someone came up with this solution and we realized, oh, this is the best part of our website. we are going to have, you can book a live consultation with myself or another healthcare professional and meet. You can stay at home, be on your computer, your phone, and have a video conference with someone and take all the time you want. You know, you pay for it, but it's less than a doctor's appointment. You pay for some quality time where we'll go over what you're taking, what your questions are. You know, so many people come into me with literally a shopping bag full of supplements or prescriptions or both, and want to know how do these all interact with each other and what do I need to take and what don't I need to take. I think of that as being one of the most urgent reasons that drives people to want to take us up on these consultations, but also just people who want to balance different information. You know, they read something in the newspaper and then their doctor tells them this and their nephew or their neighbor tells them something different. And how do they put it all together? Because we all get so much conflicting health information on the web. And how do you personalize it and make it right for you? So you can book a consultation and chat with somebody, and then you get both a written and an audio recording of your session with that person. So you don't have to be furiously taking notes or trying to remember it all. It's something that you experience in time and then get to keep a copy of.
That's certainly a nice touch. Now, how does the consultation process work?
It's really pretty simple. It's integrated into our website. So we call it our virtual office, which people can, you know, the website is www.yourhealthworks.com. Go to yourhealthworks.com, and we're constantly fiddling around with it, and we'd love people's feedback because this is a brand new enterprise and we want it to meet people's needs. But one of the items on the navigation bar says virtual office, and you can click on that, and it's pretty self-explanatory. You book an appointment scheduled to your convenience. You get an email reminding you of it right before it happens. And then you have this live face-to-face on the computer, as long as your camera works, but at least you'll see me, even if your camera doesn't work, this live face-to-face chat. And as I said, when we're all done, I send both a written document by email and a link to a recorded audio report of what happened. So something you get to carry with you.
Today we are with Deborah Gordon of YourHealthWorks.com, who has followed a decade in family practice, migrant health, and emergency medicine with 20 years of integrative medical practice here on eHealth Radio's Health and Fitness Advice channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Deborah, what has been the response to the website in general overall?
Well, I'd say in general we've been very happy with the response. Obviously, when you start something like this, you email it out to your friends and supporters and get feedback, and those were our most helpful critics in the first couple weeks, catching our spelling errors and suggesting presentations that might work better. And now gradually we're branching out to friends of friends and getting picked up in other ways, and the response has been really quite supportive. People leaving comments or asking questions or scheduling appointments and really enjoying the process themselves. We chose the name Your Health Works really with the whole little tagline that your health works if you treat it right. And I believe that for a lot of reasons, maybe the health crunch that we're all getting into with increasing rates of obesity and diabetes, maybe it's the health cost crunch, people losing their insurance or their deductibles going higher. I'm hoping this is going to have a positive effect, that really more people will want to take care of their health and find out how it can work for them. A funny story about the response is I've whittled down my private practice to a half a day a week, and one of my longtime patients called up on a Wednesday to get an appointment on that Friday because she was sick, and because I'm only in there a half day a week and she really wasn't, you know, close to death's door, she got put off. So she wasn't going to have an appointment with me for 10 days. And she started getting worse sinus congestion. She thought, I'll go to the website. Well, by the time she came to see me, she said, you know, you told me all that stuff before, but I'd never really seen it all in one place. I went to your website. I did everything you said. My sinuses are completely fine now. So what I'm here today to talk about is my son. So here was somebody who already had this information from me in little bits and drabs over pieces over the years. But when push came to shove and she was sick and couldn't get into the office, she reported that the website, in fact, did more than she'd expected. And, you know, she would have canceled her appointment if she didn't have things to talk about regarding her son. So I thought that was a great testimonial from her.
And no question about that. Now, how do you expect the website to grow and change, I guess, from a marketing perspective?
We want to expand in really every area that we're active now. We have a couple dozen topics, and each topic needs greater depth and breadth because you bring up a topic and someone will say, well, what about this treatment for that topic? And if we're not recommending it, we should at least have an article about why we're not recommending. So breadth in the topic area. We have more consultants that we want to bring online to offer people, if they want health coaching, how to make decisions. They don't need to talk to the doctor. They need some motivation to stay with the plan they have, or they want to talk to a fitness coach. We have a couple fitness bloggers on the site and have different ways of having online consultations interact with people. We're bringing on something very exciting behind the scenes. This is interesting, learning how a business works, because in my little private practice, I've just done it every way I've wanted for 20 years, and if I want to carry a product to better serve my patients, I do it. Well, it's a little bit different when you do it online, so we're learning some fancy technological solutions to try and meet the needs. If I'm recommending to you these three or four different products that all come from different manufacturers, how is it simple for you to get them? We're not making our own product. It's not brand named by me. It's the best of what I've found out there in the market over the last 20 years and how to best present it to you. So it's easy. So it can be one-stop shopping for you. So that's kind of the behind-the-scenes excitement. And the upfront excitement for people is more topics and a greater variety of consultations. And we're looking forward to that really, really growing up over the next 3 months.
And in conclusion, as far as health and fitness and our way of eating is concerned, what one extra thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in that regard?
I think put it all together like that. I like the words that came from Michael Pollan. If it has very many ingredients in it and you can't pronounce it and your grandmother didn't eat it, you probably shouldn't eat it yourself. I would say to balance that, what you eat should mostly be plants, but we all need some really great sources of meat and the fat that comes with it. The balance is important in everything, and that means including all food groups, except maybe not quite as much sugar as we're all used to eating. By a long shot, not as much sugar.
Good advice. We've been talking with Deborah Gordon, who has followed a decade in family practice, migrant health, and emergency medicine with 20 years of an integrative medical practice. And the website of reference, check it out. It's yourhealthworks.com. Deborah, thanks so much for being with us today on eHealth Radio.
I've enjoyed talking with you. Have a good day.
You too, Deborah. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Fitness Advice Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. We do thank you for tuning in, and until next time, enjoy.